Blog Talk Radio. This year's Gaines family reunion was particularly poignant for me and for my daughter and many of my cousins, nieces, nephews, and other relatives who shared hugs, kisses, and stories last weekend in Orlando. First, it was sad to acknowledge that our family historian, Clarence Gaines, had died, leaving us with more questions about our expanding family than available answers. Meeting his brother, Douglas, and nephew, Doug Jr., for the first time was comforting in our collective time of mourning. Then it was the realization that our family was increasingly multicultural. Significant others who are Jewish, Russian, Hispanic, and everything in between are also now part of the Gaines equation. And that's a big aha moment for me. The question is, who is in your family mix? And what exactly does a modern-day American family look like in the days of diversity, multiculturalism, mixed marriages, and inclusion? We'll explore this topic and its impact on the very social fabric of our family. Hello, this is Carol Copeland Thomas, and you're listening to Focus on Empowerment. Hello, my friends. This is Carol Copeland Thomas. We are back on the air. Thank you so much. I hope you are enjoying the summer season. If you are in our neck of the woods, or if you are in the lower hemisphere, the winter season. So wherever you happen to be, I know that I have listeners in Australia, so it's winter time right now, and then many in America and Canada, and a little part in Europe and India. So we are just so thankful that you are with us, and we would invite you to have friends to join in, join Blog Talk Radio, learn more about how we are have been on the air for now some 8 years on Blog Talk, 20 years altogether, including terrestrial radio, and it's just a fun medium. Also, I wanted to announce that we have very special pricing for a limited amount of time as we continue to build out our Multicultural Symposium Series membership platform. It's going to be new and dynamic. It will debut in August with some new features, and we'd love to have you on board as part of our big community, our global community. So for a limited time, particularly between now and July 31st, we'd love for you to go to the following website and go on and sign up for a one-year membership to the Multicultural Symposium Series. It includes our November 1st conference. And if you're not going to be able to come to the conference, not a problem. We're going to archive big chunks of it and put it on the members-only section of the website. And there are lots of other features. We're going to start sending birthday cards out, and it's really going to be a wonderful community of multicultural, like-minded spirits who can agree to disagree, but we can culturally innovate the world because of our presence. So go to 99mss.eventbrite. I'm going to spell that. That's 99 M as in multicultural, S as in multicultural, as in symposium, dot event, eventbrite.com. When you go to that web page, you'll be able to take advantage of our special pricing at only $99. For the whole year, which includes the conference, a lot of discounts, and the like. So we'd love for you to go there. We're going to have a dynamically growing, energizing community group, base group, and with your presence, it's going to be just off the chart. Normally, the price right now is $179, so if you go to the website, mssconnect.com, you're going to see the normal pricing. But this is a special link with the $99 price. I have a personal goal of bringing in 100 members between now and July 15th. I think it's that important for us to really build our community, and I need your help to do that. So I hope that you'll go on and go to 99mss.eventbrite.com, and that's B-R-I-T-E. Thanks so much for all that you do to make this possible. So I had a chance to go to my family reunion this past weekend. It's been a whirlwind. That's why I have not been on the air. I also have a brand new podcast that is going to start in addition to this show. It will just be exciting, very exciting. We'll tell you more about that in August. But I went to first my conference for the National Speakers Association in Dallas, Texas, and it was fantastic. I think I've been to probably 20, maybe somewhere between 17 and 20 actual conferences. I've been in the organization for now 23 years, and so I've been to just about every conference except maybe five. And it's always the place where I go to recharge my batteries, to find out what's going on in the industry, to figure out what are the new systems and designs that I can incorporate in my business, and just to hang out with people who are like me, who are a very eclectic group. People are in second careers. They're doing lots of amazing things, and lots of people who I'm now revering online are attending or speaking at the National Speakers Association conference. So some of the podcasts that I'm going to be doing will be featuring some of these very popular people who have done amazing things in the world of speaking and business, and how it relates to social entrepreneurship. I really look at myself as a social entrepreneur. So we're going to have lots of fun on that podcast. So that was the first half of my trip. And also being a part of my Real Tribe, Black NSA. We have been in existence for 25 years. So Black NSA celebrated its success and its existence throughout the duration of the National Speakers Association conference, and we had Thelma Wells, who was our wonderful founder of Black NSA, who was there. So it was really fun for me. I learned an awful lot. I'm still unpacking in terms of the things that I need to learn and incorporate. I'm just so happy for that, and very deeply honored for the awards that I received, the Lenora Billings Harris Award. I was the recipient of that, and that was just very, very joyful for me. So then I came home literally for just a couple of hours from Dallas, turned around, took old stuff out of the suitcase, put new stuff in, and went to my family reunion in Orlando, Florida. And man, it was so much fun. It was actually held at one of the Hilton resorts. They have lots of resorts down there, but this was a Hilton resort in Lake Buena Vista, not that far from Disney World. My daughter and I actually stayed at an Embassy Suite, which is almost like around the corner, and had big fun. I really recommend that hotel in particular because there are amazing things for children to do. There were lots of kids there, lots of families. I went swimming one day. They have an area for swimming for little kids. For adults, they have a spa. It was just quite fun. So I had the advantage of going over to the reunion that was held at one Hilton property and then staying at another Hilton property because the Embassy Suites are now owned by the Hilton family or the Hilton company. So that was quite fun. But the most important thing was me really realizing the ever expanding base of our family. And I recognize some faces. I know some cousins. We have one cousin, Michael's Neely, who comes every year with his wonderful wife, who is my cousin. She's part of the Calton clan of the Gaines family, and I'll tell you the history of the Gaines family shortly. Also, you can read up on that history at the blog website. You can go to mssconnect.com, mssconnect.com. Go to today's blog, and you'll be able to read the history of our family, just the short version of it. But I looked at Cicely Calton Neely and her wonderful husband, Michael, and their baby, Jasmine, who's growing up. She's about 7 years old now, loves to dance. She's such a pretty little girl. So I knew about their mixed marriage and how wonderful it was to see them every year. Normally, she comes with her dad, her mom and dad. Her father's a physician in Georgia, but he was having knee surgery because typically they take their van or rent a van and they pick up family members along the way coming to the reunion. And that's always so fun. And they bring Georgia peaches with them. So that's just great to have that. So we didn't have that this year, but we definitely had Cicely and Michael and Jasmine and little Jasmine, their daughter. But we also had Michael's other daughter who came, Dennis. Her name is Dennis Neely. It was just fun to have her. I'm not sure what her religious background is. I know that she had a head wrap on, and I didn't have a chance to talk with her longer, but it was good to have her. And she was by his previous relationships, and again, he's white, and it was just fun to see that. I know about our other relative, Angela, and her wonderful husband. They're both attorneys in Philadelphia. They hosted our previous reunion. She just had a baby a little while ago, their third child, so she was not able to come, a little baby girl who is just growing by leaps and bounds. And her husband is Jewish. So, you know, that I knew about. But then to see the expanding connections that we have. One family member, Ryan Law, and again, if you go to my blog, you'll see Ryan talking with Teresa Johnson. Teresa is the matriarch of our family, now 90 years young, probably the oldest member of our family, or one of the oldest members of our family, has come to probably every reunion. She started the reunions back in 1986. With cousin Lula McKeever, who passed away just about a year or so ago, cousin Peaches. Those two women got together. They knew that the funerals were going to continue back during that time, 32 years ago, but put together an event that took place every other year where our family could come together, and that's how the reunion has been for all those years. So Ryan Law, getting back to Ryan, who lives in Atlanta, lovingly looking at Cousin Teresa, and you'll see that picture on the blog, has a wonderful significant other who is from Russia. Elena is her name, and she has two children by a previous marriage. So again, wow, it's like that hit me like a ton of bricks, because it let me know that not only is it's not incidental, it is now becoming a normal factor of the Gaines family, where you have non-blacks who are very much an integral part of our family. I know that we have Hispanic members as well. They weren't at the reunion, but I know they've been there in the past. So you're talking black, white, Hispanic, and probably Asian as well, part of the Gaines family. Now, I mention all that and I say that and I'll tell you the significance of our family and why this makes such a difference, because I want you to examine your family, especially if on the social spectrum you are far conservative or very far liberal. If you're on one of these ideological spectrums on the very far fringes of it, and you uphold strong values and strong beliefs that you don't ever want to have challenged, I would to check out your own family and see what's going on in your family. Those are your blood kin, as they say, or family members by marriage, to see if your policies and your procedures and your beliefs can hold up with your family. And, you know, I'd love for Donald Trump to do the same thing as I'm mentioning this, because of what he is espousing and the belief system that he is propagating and the people who he is supporting, his base of supporters. I'd like for every single one of them, and I'd love for Donald Trump to go back and look deeply into your family and those connections in your family and the people who have married into your family or who you have married into, and see if it's not just hypocritical to continue on with the belief systems that belie the families that probably are multicultural, because this is what it's all about. When, again, I think about my members of my family who are now Jewish and white and Hispanic and soon to be Russian, again, I'm looking at white people and Hispanic people and the range of ethnicities that we have here in the United States and what their family composition happens to be. Because, again, if you go deeply enough and if you expand and do the research, you're going to probably have some surprise moments and some aha moments that hopefully will either affirm your belief system or will force you to change it. I think about the number of people who are just so adamant about their beliefs and just want to just truly move into a form and a fashion where it's their way or the highway. But again, when you dig deeper and when you look at, again, the fabric of your entire family system and your entire family structure or where you've come through and come from, there are probably going to be some surprises. There are probably going to be some wait a minute moments or, me, my family. Well, again, I just had that to happen to me this past weekend in a very delightful way. It was not negatively surprising. It was just I was intrigued and amazed because of what I discovered with my own family. And it causes me to want to know more because that's just a slice of my family. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to explain to you who the Gaines family happens to be and how I'm connected to the Gaines family in just a minute. Kenya, the land of great people, breathtaking nature adventures, and amazing wildlife. Travel to Kenya with me and see the wonders of the Masai Mara, where elephants, zebras, and Thompson gazelles migrate from Kenya to Tanzania every year like clockwork. You'll also visit East and West Tsavo, the biggest combined national game park in Kenya. Whether it's your first trip to Africa or your 10th, there's something for everybody who experiences the intersection of diverse cultures, spectacular safaris, and the importance of land that dates back thousands of years. This 12-day, 11-night adventure includes round-trip airfare from Boston to Nairobi, Kenya, ground transportation, 4 to 5-star hotel lodging accommodations, and most of your meals. November 4th to 15th, 2018 is the perfect time to travel to Africa. Monthly payments are accepted through October 15th, and 3 complete orientation sessions are part of your package to help you explore the motherland. Visit my website at www.msstravelandtours.com or call Carol at 508-947-5755. We'll look forward to welcoming you on our trip this November. So we certainly hope that you'll come with us to Kenya. It's going to be a delightful trip. Again, you can go to msstravelandtours.com for complete information. Payments can be made between now and October 15th. It's going to be a great time. We'd love for you to come with us. The Gaines family goes back to the 1700s when William and Louisa Gaines were slave couples in love, a slave couple in love, who were allowed to get married. And from their union on their Georgia plantation, they were allowed to keep their children and the family was not split up. I'm sure you probably know of the horrific conditions of the African American family, as many of them were split up, where mothers would have children and the children were literally ripped from their breasts and moved on to another plantation, or they raised their children to a point and then you blink and you turn around and the kids are gone forever, or husbands and wives were split up. That was routine on many on many slave plantations, just a horrific situation. We think about the separations that are going on now with immigrant families coming into the United States, and still at this late date, many of them are still separated. It's just a horrific situation. So that was the norm back then, but thank goodness our family was allowed to stay together. And so William and Louisa had 14 children, and then one of their 14 children had 14 children of his own. That's Gus Gaines. And from his lineage comes our family roots. And so all of us who are participating with this family reunion are part of the Gus Gaines portion of the William and Louisa Gaines family, which means that we're just a slice of a much bigger family. And I'm sure with a lot more research, the reunion that we have now that was close to 100 people could probably be 1,000 people when you go to that kind of research. We give homage to Clarence Gaines, who was our family historian, who sadly and suddenly passed away in February of this year. Very young man, and just sorry to see that he is gone. He did most of the family research, very meticulously so. So he's now gone on, and fortunately we have other cousins who have stepped up. Mercedes Harris, who lives in Houston, who is going to host our 2020 reunion. She will now be in charge along with Taylor Hibbler and some other younger cousins who will take over the whole research project that was started by Clarence Gaines. So that's fun to see and very happy to see. So Louisa and William, toiling away on the Georgia plantation, had 14 children. They still worked. And then one of their children had 14 children, and the beat goes on from there. So we have literally family trees that go from the ceiling to the floor. They're that long, that have tons of data and information that was meticulously researched by Clarence Gaines that will be continued on. And so part of our reunion looks at our connections to each other and how we're connected to each other. And that's always a lot of fun. I'll tell you the structure of the family reunion and then go back to the Gaines family. Our first night we come and we have a meet and greet, typically in a large room or a suite within the hotel complex. We did that. That's where I met Douglas Gaines, who was the brother of Clarence Gaines. I did not know Clarence had brothers or sisters. That's another story altogether, but he does, because Douglas looks just like Clarence. And I met Douglas's son, Douglas Jr., and learned about their family, learned about the amazing career path that Clarence Gaines had. He worked for Arthur Anderson, did some intelligence work, was in the military. He was quite an amazing person and literally traveled all over the world for Arthur Anderson. So I learned about that. I learned more about Douglas Gaines. I've caught up with some of our cousins. I've not seen some of them since some deaths we had in the family. So typically the meet and greet is reserved for that purpose. Then the next day, because we were in the Disney space, there were lots of activities around going to Disney Springs. I'm sure that some family members went to Disney World. And so our next activity, official activity on Friday, was a picnic that was held between 5 and roughly 9 p.m. at the hotel complex. Lots of great burgers and chicken and salad and watermelon and all that good stuff. And again, meeting family members and taking great pictures. So the picture that I have at the blog was a selfie that I took with part of the family in the back, and that was taken on Friday during the time of the picnic. We all had our matching T-shirts on. So that's always fun when you see family reunions with that. And then we have a business meeting after our family picnic where we get together. We talk about finances. We talk about succession planning. We decide where the next reunion is going to be held. We pay homage to those who have passed on, and any leftover business that needs to be discussed from time to time and from reunion to reunion. So we have a fairly sophisticated structure with sort of regions that have been set up and allocated, people who live in those regions and the responsibilities that they have should they host the family reunion. Then after the business meeting, you just relax, go to bed, whatever. Next day at 10:30, we had cultural hour, cultural times, and that's where we pay homage and tribute to those who have come before us. There was a letter read that Clarence Gaines had put in storage, and just talking about the importance and significance of the reunion. We talked about schools like Morris Brown College, an AME school that was co-founded by one of our ancestors, Bishop Wesley John Gaines. We talked about him. I actually read a piece about that. And then the other connections that we have with this country. Our family is not directly related to Thurgood Marshall, the Supreme Court Justice, the first Black Supreme Court Justice of the United States, but our families were closely aligned. And at one point, Thurgood Marshall's family lived in the same housing dwelling that my family lived in. My cousin Ann Lanzi gives the lineage, and all that is going to be at some part at the website in the next couple of weeks, and I will give you the details about that. So that's always a lot of fun. And just looking at the cultural heritage program was just a wonderful reflection of who we are as members of the Gaines family. And then that evening, we have the big gala, which is always great fun, where we pay tribute to those who are living, those who have passed on. We also pay tribute to scholarship recipients. We give away a scholarship, typically a $500 scholarship, one or two of them, to deserving family members. So we have Janice McLemore, who is one of our cousins who organizes this. She's the scholarship chairperson. They sell wonderful items, art items. We have raffles, and all that money is used to fund our scholarship campaign, our Gaines scholarship campaign. So that's fun. And then after all the food and the fellowship, we just dance and have a great, great time. Little kids dancing. My little niece Nataki is 2 years old. Little Charlie is about the same age. So that's Jackie and Wes Gaines's granddaughter. So you could see them on the dance floor along with Harlem and all the other kids who were out there, lots of children and adults, and it's just big fun. We had a white theme, so everyone was asked to wear white and wear a splash of red, and so it was scenic and beautiful, and we also took a family picture as a result of that too. So that was the gist of the reunion. We didn't do anything on Sunday. I'm sure some people went off to Disney World. My daughter and I stuck around to the hotel. We actually got stuck there for a little bit longer because of the weather, which wasn't very cooperative. So our plane was canceled on Sunday evening. We were able to leave very early on Monday morning, coming back to Boston, but fun. So the Gaines family has been around for more than 200 years because of William and Louisa Gaines. In our family, we have doctors, we have lawyers, we have a close connection to Thurgood Marshall. We actually had a community bank that was owned and operated in Baltimore, Maryland. I remember having money in that bank. We have teachers, lots of teachers, and we have tons of ministers. We have two bishops in the African Methodist Episcopal Church. Ann Lanzi is my cousin, and her great-grandfather was Abraham Lincoln Gaines, a bishop in the AME Church. And so the rich complexity of our family is already established. The fun part are the new extensions, those people who are not African American, who are now connected to the Gaines family and call the Gaines family their own. That, to me, is America. That is the American landscape, and I dare say that there's a family like that, like yours and mine, that represent the new multicultural diverse, dynamic family structure in America that completely belies and completely just blows away the hate that is being spread across America. We want to see more families like mine and yours in this country, and we certainly can make it happen going forward. Thanks so much for listening. Wishing you the very best throughout the season. We'll be back with another show very soon. This is Carol Copeland Thomas, and empowerment begins when you believe in yourself.